Ladies and gentlemen, guess who's back? Now, I don't know how many people follow this pod, but to those of you that do, apologies for my absence. But, you know, sometimes life gets in the way. However, I just want to tell y'all that I'm still here, I'm still doing this gig, and I will endeavor to continue to do so for the foreseeable future. Unless, of course, you're sick and tired of hearing my voice. I know I am, because I talk to myself a fuckload. What? Anywho, I hope everyone is well, and having the time of their lives in this shitty, masked, and virus-infested world. This year has truly been a write-off for many of us, and I don't want to sound morbid or anything, but I don't think next year will be much different either. But here's to hope, even if it is very little. So, who's out of a job and who isn't? Are you loving life? Are you keeping it real? Are you being good because Santa Claus is going to be around before you know it?
Wait, Haiti, it's only October.
Yes, that's right, it is. And yes, I did just talk to myself. But it felt like it was May, like 3 weeks ago, so what the fuck even is time anymore? So who's excited for Halloween? Huh? I bet you can't wait for the trick-or-treaters and all the constant door-knocking, huh? Yeah, that's too bad. Sucks for you. Luckily, a giant mountain bear wolf dog lives in my house, so if you knock on my door, you will get eaten. So no treats for you. Alrighty then. I don't really have much of an episode for you. It's more of just a drop-in, drop-it, drop-off kind of show. As it says in the title, I'm just here for a quickie. But not like that, you filthy-minded sex wagons. Alright, let's talk entertainment. First of all, who else is sick and tired of this pandemic? Have we entered some kind of parallel universe? I mean, this all fucked up. I'm about done with all this shiznit. Alright, now that that's out of the way, I'm gonna scoop back to parallel universes. Who here is a Marvel fan? MCU, Marvel Studios. Alright, good. Then I'm sure that you've heard about Spider-Man 3. If you haven't, look it up right now, because something Spider-Verse is on the way, and I couldn't sound like more of a freaking fanboy, but goddammit, I am proud, and I am pumped for this shit. Because there are also rumors that Andrew Garfield, the Amazing Spider-Man, and Tobey Maguire, the original Spider-Man, might be returning. God, what a time to be alive! Now, I am 100% going to do an entire episode on Marvel and also DC, but I just had to get that recent news off my chest. Ah, that feels better. Alright, next up. The PS5 is coming. And so is Xbox Series X. But I've always been a PlayStation guy, so I couldn't give a single fuck about Xbox or any other console for that matter. So apologies, but I'm only going to be talking PS5. So, the standard edition is going for £449, while the digital edition is going for £359. The release date is November 12 in the US, Japan, Canada, Mexico, Australia, New Zealand, and South Korea. The rest of the world will get the console a week later on November 19, so if you're in the UK, save that date. Although you'd be lucky to get one, because obviously, if you know anything about the pre-orders, that was just chaotic. And have you seen the new games that are coming? My mouth is still on the floor from excitement. I think it's actually growing mold. Anyway, God of War, Ragnarok. Marvel's Spider-Man Miles Morales, Horizon Forbidden West, Far Cry 6, Gotham Knights, Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League, Hitman 3, Black Ops Cold War, Assassin's Creed Valhalla, Watch Dogs Legion, Hogwarts Legacy, and more. But damn, ain't that sweet! So, everybody knows what's happening in America right now, right? The voting, among other shit. So what's everyone's predictions for the presidential election on November 3rd? Donald Trump or Joe Biden? I think I know who the majority would prefer, but hey, let me know at therealslimhady@yahoo.com. Now, 2020 has been the weirdest and craziest year, which begs the question of what's to come in 2021. The world's got a lot of making up to do, and there is much room for improvement and change. I'm sure most of us are fed up and done wearing masks, and if you, like me, have a beautiful and worthy beard, then let's just take a moment's silence right now for those poor hairs that are mercilessly suffocated and strangled. All right, then. In other news, it seems that cinemas are struggling considerably due to this pandemic, which frickin' sucks. I love going to the movies, but as everyone knows, pretty much every movie, especially the big ones, were delayed until 2021 and even 2022, so there are no movies coming to the big screen in 2020, so therefore, the cinemas have closed their doors and things aren't looking up. Some even say that this could be the end of cinema, but I think not. Things will return to normal eventually, and when it does, we all will rejoice. On a side note, it's my birthday on the weekend, 27 years on this earth, and good golly is true what they say about time, it really does fly by. I mean, personally, I feel like I'm 87. And I'm certainly not one of these guys that goes out for drinks and carouses all night, no. I'm old school, and kind of a nerd, but I'm also a writer, so my brain is always turning 1,000 gears and thinking a million different things all at once, if you can fathom that. Anywho, shout out real quick to my bonnie lass, Jessica, who does her best and keeps me sane. I honestly don't know what I'd do without you. And that is all this happiness you're gonna get out of me. Alright, now who saw DC Fandom back in August? If you did, then you already know. But if you didn't, let me break it down for you real quick. The Batman. Did you see the new trailer? Oh boy. Please check it out if you haven't already. It uses Nirvana's Something in the Way track, which is genius and suits the tone so well I can't freaking wait. And fun fact, the trailer has been made from only 20% of the movie, because that's all that had been shot at the time, and it is still incredible. Hats off to Matt Reeves. Just imagine when we get the final trailer in a year or so. Shit's gonna go down! And in other Batman news, Ben Affleck and Michael Keaton are reprising their roles as Batman in the Flash movie. Other things featured and announced were the movies of Wonder Woman 1984, The Suicide Squad, Justice League, The Snyder Cut, and two games, Gotham Knights and Suicide Squad, Kill the Justice League. Are you a fan of DC yet? 'Cause you damn sure should be. In other news, The Ranch ended at the beginning of this year. And I am still sad. So I just gotta say, Netflix, you suck. Alright, I want to talk about The Last Dance. Now, if you're a fan of Michael Jordan, a true fan, then you will have seen this absolute kick-ass, intriguing, and inspiring documentary series. It premiered on Netflix back in April this year and ended in May, and it's all about the big boys in the Chicago Bulls and how they went on to win their sixth NBA title in 8 seasons. So, the story doesn't just focus on Michael. You got some backstories on Scottie Pippen, Dennis Rodman, and the manager at the time, Phil Jackson, among others. It's by far the best documentary series I've seen all year. So, Tiger King can go and suck a dick. If you get the chance, give The Last Dance a watch on Netflix and feast your eyes on how a legend and a legendary team was born. The Haunting of Bly Manor. She would sleep. She would wake. She would walk. If you've already seen the show, then you know. Man, this was delightful. An absolute pleasure to watch. Mike Flanagan really knows his way around the horror and supernatural genre, that's for certain. So now, after watching Hill House prior to this new series, I will watch anything that Mr. Flanagan wants to throw at me. The Haunting of Bly Manor is loosely based off of Henry James's 1898 novella, The Turn of the Screw. And it may not be as scary as The Haunting of Hill House, but it's still filled with some spooky shit, some mind-boggling scenes and episodes, and it's a solid new chapter in the growing anthology series. The nice thing about this one is the way it ends. There's a real message in it for people that have lost someone so close to them that struggle to let go simply because they don't want to, but that whether we can see them or not, they're still with us, always. Now, I may do a horror episode soon and will most certainly be talking more about Hill House and Bly Manor in more depth, but you can catch them both on Netflix right now, and I would suggest watching them both in the evening or early hours of the morning if you're able to stay up, just in the darkness, no lights. Why? Because it will test you. You're either a pussy or you're not. And it also enhances the experience. For me, anyway. I still see Bent Neck Lady behind me when I'm walking up the stairs after turning the lights off and locking the doors. It's unsettling and kind of gross, but it's not her fault. Kinda. Anyway, check out Hill House and Bly Manor in whichever order you wish, because they're in no way connected stories. Some of the main cast members return from Hill House, but they play different characters. You'll see. You'll see. Just watch it. It's kind of an American Horror Story concept, in a way. So check him out, and don't be a pussy, because then you're most likely to get haunted. Okay, then. All right. I also watched Hubie Halloween over the past weekend, or last weekend, even. A family fun Adam Sandler Netflix movie. Surprisingly, not over the top and quite a joy to watch. It premiered on Netflix on October 7th, and the majority of the old gang that normally star in Sandler's movies are back in this one. Make sure you watch it in time for Halloween. Short but sweet, but I got nothing else. I've only seen it one time, so go check it out. The Mandalorian, Season 2. Can't wait, can't wait, can't wait! Man, what a great first season The Mandalorian had. I'm not even a Star Wars fan. I mean, I've barely seen any of the films, and I didn't know what to expect from the series. But with Jon Favreau at the helm, I was like, alrighty then, I'll give it a shot. No spoilers here, if you haven't seen the first season, so I'll keep it simple. But obviously, everyone knows about the child, this Baby Yoda. I'm not going to deny it. The little green tiger's a cute little bastard, and I love him. But I won't say any more, because the second season is out on October 30th, and I'm so ready, having done another rewatch of the first season. So I'm a hold back on using the Force, and I'm going to just let October 30th come at its own pace. If you haven't subscribed to Disney Plus yet, now's the time, because new content is finally on the horizon. Now, who saw the trailer for Marvel's WandaVision? I bet you did, but if you didn't, get your ass on YouTube right now, sit tight, and enjoy the weird and discombobulating ride. If you know Marvel comics and have read them, especially House of M, then you'll know what's up. If you're just a fan, but not a full-on die-hard nerd like me, then you may be a little lost and confused and thinking, what? When you see the trailer. I think the show is going to rock. The Scarlet Witch is going to come out to play, and the MCU, as we know it, is about to change, and poor old Doctor Strange, never mind, is going to have the time of his freaking life trying to fix whatever the fuck is clearly going to get topsy-turvy in the WandaVision series. Now, this series is going to be 6 episodes, and it's slated to release in December 2020, so at last, we will be getting something from Marvel this year. But you gotta get Disney Plus. That's the rub. But I mean, if you don't want to do that, are you really just that cheap that you won't spend $5.99 a month on a subscription? Come on. It's no more than what you'd spend on a burger meal from Mackey D's. While I'm on the subject of Marvel TV series, hey Marvel, you want to pull your finger out and give us a goddamn trailer for the Falcon and the Winter Soldier? You're killing me. The series will be out in 2021 now, but was supposed to debut in August this year, and now we're in October without even a trailer? And I ain't gonna take COVID as an excuse. Y'all have shot enough footage for a trailer. Look, if Matt Reeves could do it with only 20% of shooting done on the Batman, I'm sure you can, so where is it? When we getting it? I better see a damn trailer this year. Because if I don't, well, nothing. But could you please, just please? I need it. We need it. Please. So, over the past couple of weeks, I've noticed that AC/DC have been promoting a new album called Power Up. Power Up. Power the fuck up. I am hyped for this album. If you thought the boys were done after Rock or Bust, you were freaking wrong. AC/DC are back with a new album that hits stores and music streaming platforms on the 13th of November this year. They've also dropped a single from the album called Shot in the Dark, which I am hooked on. If you're a diehard fan like me, make sure to mark this one on your list. I've got a damn good feeling about this one. Rock and roll ain't noise pollution, and it sure as hell ain't dead. And last but not least, The Boys. What a season! I can do whatever I want. If you know, then you know. That may have sounded weird, but you'll get it if you've seen it. This season was perfect. I mean, it kept it interesting, brought in some new shit, and dare I say, some unforeseeable, unforgettable, shock the fuck out my brain kind of scenes. Blood. Blood everywhere. Now, that is not a spoiler, just a scene description. Man, I can't wait for season three. This show is a blessing, and I'm so glad that it's in my life. If you want to bask in the glory too, then catch the show on Amazon Prime Video. And that's all, folks. Ha. Looney Tunes. Man, I miss that show. In my childhood. All right, I am signing off, but hey, it's good to be back. I hope you've enjoyed listening to my dulcet tones, and I promise, I'll be back with new episodes very soon. Until then, hang on in there, keep doing what you love, keep it real, and stay healthy, hungry, and humble. All right, I'll catch you down the road.